For me, there's no other goal more important than getting inducted into the Pride of the Jaguars today.
The Pride of the Jaguars was on full display at Everbank Field on Sunday. But an eighth consecutive loss will test that pride over the remainder of the season.
We don't got no people in the locker room that show the pride. And I think that's the best thing we got going for ourselves right now.
Pride, professionalism, they take you only so far. At some point, you have to produce.
What we're doing is not working, and it's hard to believe in because there's no positive results.
Winning is the only production that matters. Can they do that before this season ends?
This is Jaguars All Access, brought to you by Fields Auto Group. Fields matters because you matter.
We're live at Mellow Mushroom. You probably won't get any argument from this. In the political season, there was all kinds of arguments about that slogan, but make the Jags great again. I think everybody will agree with that as well. Hi, everybody. We are live at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale for Jaguars All Access. Sam Kavaris, Jeff Lagerman. We'll talk about the game yesterday and the upcoming game against Houston, but boy, it was great to see Jimmy and the whole Pride of the Jaguars and all of you guys out there yesterday. More than 60 alumni players showed up.
We had a great time. Yeah. We had a great time, and credit goes to Shad Khan and the organization for being very welcoming to all the alumni players. And Saturday evening, we had a little cocktail hour on this beautiful ship that happens to be downtown called the Kismet.
That's just sitting there, yeah.
And we had a great time, and then we had a dinner after that and got to catch up with a lot of guys. And there was a lot of new faces this year, which made it very enjoyable. Every year when you see new faces that you didn't see for a while, it's great.
And guys really want to come back now, which is, I think, part of an organizational philosophy to make it feel like a franchise that's here, that's had some success, that they think will have some success in the future.
Well, and this team, what you're talking about is heritage. You know, and this team does have heritage. It's got some strong roots. And going all the way back to 1995, the expansion year, you know, and the one guy that I want to see come back, Sam, we haven't seen in quite some time, Tony Brackens.
Yep.
I want to see him come back, and at some point, Darryl Smith, when he finally decides to hang the cleats up, I want to see him back.
Tony Brackett is probably still working on his ranch in Texas, right?
Yeah, he's probably rustling cattle somewhere. I know he's competing on the rodeo circuit.
That's exactly right. Our guest tonight is Tyler Shatley. Tyler saw some action yesterday in the game. Tyler officially listed at 6'3", 306 in his third year out of Clemson or Clemson, depending on what part of South Carolina you are.
Definitely Clemson.
Clemson. Got it.
There's a silent P in there.
Signed as an undrafted rookie free agent in 2014. 27 games with the Jaguars. Great to have you here with us, Tyler.
Thank you for having me. Thanks
for coming. You know, tough game, obviously, yesterday, but, you know, you get in the middle of the mix. That's what every football player wants. I mean, you don't want it to happen because of an injury, but you want to be in the mix.
Absolutely. Like you said, like, you know, I hate for anybody to go down, but you know, this is what we work for. This is what I've been working for all my life, really, you know, is to get this chance to play in the NFL, and I got my opportunity.
You know, he's got a reputation now.
Yeah.
You know the reputation?
No, I don't.
Okay, he is the strongest man on the Jaguars. What do you bench press there, Tyler?
I can't tell you for sure. It's been a while since we maxed out, but
not max. If you work out and you're doing bench press, you know, during the off season, okay, when you're at your peak and you're, let's say, 5 reps, what would you do?
I'd say I'd probably be around 405, somewhere in that range.
You know, I'd like to say I used to do that.
Yeah.
But I can't say that.
No, but we never did. That's exactly.
And the second thing that he's known for, you remember the guy that played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, defensive end?
I think a lot of guys played for
him. No.
Okay, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Had the beard?
Oh, yeah.
The greatest beard in football because the guy in Pittsburgh retired.
That's you. We'll get to the beard, I'm sure, at some point in the next half hour. Let's take a look at our Baptist Health game-changing moments from yesterday, and we'll start. This might be one of the best throws that Blake has made all year long. He throws an absolute strike to Brian Walters for a touchdown.
And the best thing about that throw, he kept it high and tight. And it was dead on the money, a 14-yard touchdown to Brian Walters. And, boy, Tyler, this was a great drive. You guys were able to put together 11 plays to go 90 yards and take the lead 16-12 in the third quarter.
Right. Like you said, it's a great drive. And it's always good to see you know, you're blocking, then you see a pass like that go across the middle, go right between two defenders. It's a, you know, great thing for offensive linemen. You know, we can kind of go celebrate a little bit, get on the camera.
Get on camera. Our second game-changing moment comes from the defense. A couple of goal line stands. This one they created a turnover.
Yeah, the first one was at the end of the first half, and this one here was just outstanding. Gave the ball back. It was actually a combination of Jonathan Ciprian, who got credit for it, but the rookie safety, Jared Wilson, also got a hand in there and knocked that ball out, which Malik Jackson recovered. Tremendous job at the goal line, but unfortunately the offense wasn't able to do anything with it after this point.
But the goal line stand obviously shows that the defense, I like what Gus Bradley said afterwards, in practice they say, you know, here's your inch, protect it.
Well, and Sam, from watching those inches that you're talking about along the line, and Tyler, great question to you, from watching the film, and I know you don't watch defensive film, but Avery Jones, Senderek Marks, Malik Jackson, all three of those guys had a big hand in the goal line stands, big strong men in the middle.
Absolutely. You know, it's nothing, no surprise to me. I see it every day in practice, and those guys are out there playing their tails off, you know, and it's just awesome to see them get, you know, literally defend an inch, and, you know, that just gives the whole team some momentum.
And Senderek told us afterwards, it's hard to keep a guy from just falling into the end zone, and they did just that. And the final game-changing moment comes with the final touchdown. It's every team's bread-and-butter play these days, that play action to the naked bootleg to the tight end coming out.
Well, they tried it earlier, and Hayes Pollard made a great tackle on the backup tight end for the Minnesota Vikings, but weren't able to stop Kyle Rudolph on this one. And I didn't know this prior to the game. Kyle Rudolph, a Notre Dame guy, he actually has a touchdown per 8.5 receptions in his career. That's an unbelievable number.
That's pretty impressive.
that's pretty strong. You know, Tyler, you've played on special teams in the NFL, right?
I have.
And I mean, your job is
back
very different.
Long snapper,
right?
Too.
I know. rather than running back with a football, which probably is one of the things you dream about,
right?
But special teams have had some difficulty. Yesterday was no exception, in fact.
Well, you know, we just got to find ways to execute, and it's not just on one side of the ball or special teams or anything. You know, as an offense, we've got to be able to move the ball better and give our guys a better chance to punt, you know, maybe inside the 20. And so it's really on everybody.
Yeah, and it's a battle of field position, Sam. The ones that I had counted up, there were the 53-yard kick return by Cordarrelle Patterson. He had a deflected punt, a missed field goal, delay of game on a kickoff, right, Roughing the punter, an illegal touch.
But the running into the punter, that was really seemed like a bogus call to me.
Well,
when you
that's personal foul roughing. Now, and right, if you watch it, you know, Alex Ellis is a rookie tight end, really has to be more careful in that situation. And it's up to the referee's discretion to call whether it's running into or roughing. And to be perfectly honest with you, watching this thing live and then also watching the replay, I think Locke, the Minnesota Vikings punter, was very fortunate not to have a lower leg fracture. I mean, that's a dangerous position for a punter to be in, landing down on that leg.
Absolutely. And, you know, like they said, like, there's just guys that are going hard, playing right on the edge, and you just got to – sometimes you get the call, sometimes you don't.
The one guy that really has emerged on offense is Marquise Lee. And like you said, sometimes when you're blocking and you look up, 11's got the football, makes you want to run downfield and get in front of him.
Absolutely. I don't know if they've showed this, the one long pass play he had where he kind of, you know, broke a couple of tackles. And you see a couple of offensive linemen trying to chase him down, at least get a few blocks for him. I don't think we're going to catch him anytime soon, but it's always good to see him with the ball.
Had a career day, a fantastic career day by him. We're actually going to take a look at him in the film room at things that he does also without the ball in his hands.
And Jimmy Smith inducted into the pride of the Jaguars. As Jeff said, a lot of credit to Shad Khan for the atmosphere that he's created there among the alumni player and certainly Jimmy Smith. Jimmy, who had his problems on the field, getting eventually into the starting lineup, made himself one of the elite receivers, one of the elite players in the league, 5 consecutive Pro Bowl appearances, and then through his addiction problems and has how he's fought back, a guy that really could tell appreciated the fans and what the Jaguars did for him yesterday.
Well, and it was great to see him, and great to see that Jimmy seems to be in a good place. And I know he's had a lot of battles in his life, and I know that he's working to kind of pass on that message to other people that even if you get knocked down, you got to get back up. And Jimmy said, I'm really good at getting back up.
Right. He said, I might have been an all-pro receiver. I'm probably a Pro Bowler when it comes to getting back up.
And at some point, Tyler, hopefully not anytime soon, we're going to get you back for the alumni weekend. You know, your beard at that point will probably be gray. You'll probably be working on the weekends this time of year being Santa Claus.
That could be a very good possibility. And like you said, hopefully it won't be anytime soon, but A very good possibility.
Very good. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll send Jeff over into the film room here as Jaguars All Access continues.
Still to come on Jaguars All Access. Marquise Lee has been a bright spot all season. Jeff shows you the little things that make him special. And we'll get to know Tyler Shatley off the field in four down territory. But first, we take you on the field with Jalen Ramsey, mic'd up in the Southern Four Dealers, Sounds of the Game.
Be great, 5-0. I love you, boy. Let's go, dog. Let's go.
Just keep competing your ass up. Hey, you're in a battle.
Hey, I'm trying to get you out of bounds. It don't matter. He back there all day, bro. We need that from y'all. You gotta watch his push off now. He was heavy with it. Tackle, I was just gonna push him back so he didn't get the first. So I just and I hit the ball. So I was like, all right, bet.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And by NFL Ticket Exchange. Buy and sell Jaguars tickets at NFL Ticket Exchange.
Next time you visit one of the five Mellow Mushroom locations in Jacksonville, make sure you take a selfie with your favorite Jaguar, then post the picture on Instagram to the hashtag Mellow Mushroom, Mellow Jags, hashtag Mellow Jags. You could win two tickets to the next home game and a $100 Mellow Mushroom gift card. That's hashtag Mellow Jags. It can win you tickets at any one of the locations. Let's check in with Jeff Logman from the film room yesterday. And Jeff, when you sit down and look at the highlights, there are an awful lot of good things that happen that sometimes you look at the final score and you go, is that right?
Well, that does happen, and one thing that was very easy to see is the day that Marquise Lee had. Five catches, 113 yards, a career high for him. But what I've always thought about the skill position players is the true measure of how great a competitor they are is when they don't have the ball in their hands, as you'll see right here on the first play. Here's a 3rd and 9, and the target is tight end Ben Koyak, releasing late. And when he gets the ball, the chances of him getting there don't look great because Danielle Hunter, the defensive end, is closing in. But look at the effort by wide receiver Marquise Lee. The speed to get there and to make the block that allows Koyak to get the first down. That's a big-time play by a true competitor. And I thought I've seen it all by Marquise Lee. He has incredible body control. The NFL requires wide receivers to get 2 feet in bounds. But watch how many he gets in. Why he is such a great athlete? 1, 2, 3, 4 in with strong hands. That's big time. And later in the game, the star corner for the Minnesota Vikings, Xavier Rhodes, is taken off the field after a penalty. Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator, identifies it. Why? Because you got a rookie in now covering Marquise Lee. Second-round draft pick, Mackenzie Alexander. You have to take a shot. And look at the job that Marquise does getting by him and kind of dragging that arm to make it look good, to sell the fact that he was interfered with. Oh, yeah, give me a little punch and a little dance. 728 yards receiving, now lead the Jaguars receiving corps on his 54 catches, and Marquise Lee is certainly one explosive player. If they can ever find a way to get efficient with the quarterback and the two other wide receivers, Sam, it will be exciting to watch.
That speed never takes a day off, never goes in a slump. It's impressive to watch since he's become healthy. That's exactly right. Tyler, Jeff mentioned your bench press. When you went to the combine, did you max out at 225?
I actually didn't go to the combine.
You ended up not going.
I didn't get invited, my pro day, I did 40 reps at 225.
40 reps at 225.
Yes, sir.
How'd you end up at Clemson?
Well, you know, I always grew up an NC State fan, and when I went and visited both schools, well, actually, my dad was a bit, he was real big into the recruiting stuff. He wanted to go to every school that I got a letter from, so we were busy all the time. And I went to NC State, and I really liked it, you know, but I went to Clemson, and, man, we pulled in. You come over Lake Hartwell when you're pulling in, and, I grew up hunting and fishing, and then it was just a different experience. You know, we went for it was a night game against Virginia Tech. They did the flyovers, military appreciation. It was just kind of everything clicked that night.
Right.
And that's kind of when I decided that was where I wanted to go.
When did you start the beard?
I had a little bit of a beard in college. I kept it very, very close shaved. And then last year, I really let it grow out for No Shave November. And then the rest is history.
There you go. Still a lot of grooming going on.
Absolutely.
That's right.
You got to take care of it. That's
for sure. Very good. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll send Tyler into four down territory. Ask some of your questions from social media as Jaguars All Access continues.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good, and by Lexus. Come to the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
The Fuel Up to Play 60 program is back in 2016. Join the movement. Help make the next generation of youth the most active and healthy. Find Florida Fuel Up to Play 60 on Facebook for more information and learn how you can join the program here on Jaguars All Access. Thanks to the Fields Auto Group for their continued support. And let's go to Brian Jackson in four down territory. Brian?
Thank you, Sam. And every week here on Jaguars All Access, you can get to know some of your favorite players a little bit better off the field with some of your questions from social media. Now, when you went to Clemson, you started off as a fullback. Then they moved you to the defensive line. Then you moved from the defensive line to the offensive line. So which one was your favorite position?
Well, I got to say, I really enjoyed running the football in high school. I knew that wasn't going to last long, especially hanging out in places like this. That's how I just kept gaining weight, and they just kept moving me down the line. But I definitely enjoyed playing, you know, fullback, but I really enjoyed the offensive line as well. You know, it's got me where I am today, so can't hate it.
Now, offensive line, you obviously go against a lot of tough competition every Sunday, but who's been the toughest defensive lineman that you've had to deal with so far?
Well, honestly, like, they're all tough. You know, it's the NFL. This isn't you're not going to have your ups and downs like you might have, you know, in college. But the guys last week, you know, Joseph was great player, very strong. But I don't want to take anything away from any of the other guys I've faced. I've only played against Baltimore as well, you know, and Jernigan, all those guys were real good too.
And also off the field, you like to fish a little bit. So what's been your favorite spot to fish here in Jacksonville?
Well, I'm a big bass fisherman. You know, I grew up on the western part of North Carolina, so I didn't do a whole lot of saltwater. So I really like to enjoy bass fishing around here. I can't tell you my secret spots because then everybody be hitting them up. But
I have some fans who may want to join you.
Well, they can join me, but I just can't tell everybody where my spots are. But I also enjoy saltwater fishing, too. Since I've gotten here, I've met a couple guys that do some saltwater fishing. I've kind of been introduced to that and learned a lot about it, too. But I love it, man. Anytime I'm on the water, I'm having a good time.
And obviously, we've got to talk about this beard. And I didn't get to this point overnight, so walk me through your process of how you got your beard to where it is now.
Well, it's like I was telling him earlier. I had it in college, and I kept it pretty trimmed. Once it started getting a little bit longer, it kind of drove me crazy at first. But then somebody was telling me, like, dude, just let it go. It'll get better. And so I fought through it. Last year, I did for November, I didn't touch it. I mean, it got pretty wild last year towards the end of November. And I just let it keep growing. And I started trimming it up and got the shape to it. And I make sure I keep it clean, brush it, you know, once a day at least. And then put some oils and stuff in it just to keep it shining. So
nice.
There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, I'm kind of jealous because my job made me cut my beard off, but luckily you can see.
That's really unfortunate.
Back over to you, Sam.
All right. You're one of the most accomplished fishermen in North Florida. We are lucky to have both saltwater and freshwater.
Oh, we have an outdoor paradise here in Northeast Florida. There's no question about that.
Absolutely. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the G-Series Prime Headlines right after this on Jaguars All Access.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by Fields Auto Group. Fields matters because you matter.
G-Series Prime headlines are headed up by a road trip once again. The Jaguars take on Houston this week in Houston, and the final three games of the year are against division opponents. Houston, Tennessee here on Christmas Eve, and then finish up on the road at Indianapolis.
And, Tyler, I know that, look, it's there's you're not playing for the playoffs, but you know what? These are division games that remain.
Absolutely. You know, it's all about pride right now, and we're just trying to finish this season the best we can. And you know, you don't want to just fold up shop. We're trying to really, you know, really finish and show people that we can play with all these guys and we're capable of winning the division, you know, here in the coming years.
Tyler, thanks for coming. Stay healthy the rest of the year. Good to see you.
Appreciate you having me.
Best of luck in your career.
Thank you.
Jeff, great to spend time with you. And most of all, thanks to you for watching here on Jaguars All Access.